The next area which we need to talk about, and talking about the idea of processing fruits and vegetables, is the lachas of fruit juices and soups. Fruit soups and vegetable soups. So here, there seems to be in the Gemara, a very interesting contradiction in the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly, when it comes to the lachas of fruit juices, that with exception of wine and olive oil, the bracha on all fruit juices is shahakol. You squeeze out the juice of a grapefruit, of an orange, whatever it might be, the bracha is going to be shahakol. The same thing by vegetables. We assume a lacha would be the same thing when it comes to vegetables. You squeeze out any vegetable and you create a juice, the bracha is a shahakol. However, there's a Gemara later on which talks about the halacha, what's called meish lokes, which is a person making a soup out of a vegetable, and it says the bracha is a brei pri adamah. So it says squeezing out the juice creates, getting a juice of a vegetable or a fruit, the bracha is a shahakol. It says cooking and making a soup out of the vegetable, the bracha is brei pri adamah. The Rishonim answer this question in many different ways, and that creates many different applications in halacha, depending on which Rishon you follow. The two basic opinions which are given in the Rishonim, which the Shulchan Aruch actually mentions, to answer these two Gemaras, there are many, I'm aware of at least seven answers to answer the theorems in the two Gemaras in the Rishonim, but the two which are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch is the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh answers that the difference between squeezing something does not create an interesting Rosh. It's difficult to understand what he means exactly. This is what the Rosh says, and we follow this Rosh in Halacha. He's in consideration in Halacha. Squeezing, he says, takes out less of the actual item itself than cooking. So you squeeze the juice, what you're getting out is the liquor which is inside of there. That's not the fruit itself, that's the liquor which is inside of the fruit. This is the way the Chem and Moshe understands the Rosh. You're not getting the actual fruit, you're getting the liquid which was created and put inside of the fruit to start with. There's the fruit and there's the liquid in the fruit. You're getting the liquid out, that's not the fruit. However, when you cook the fruit, or you cook the vegetable, you're getting the flavor, the actual flavor of the vegetable itself, and the tam is considered significant enough that it changes the bracha from a shahakol to brei pri adamah, brei pri eitz as it was. The Rashba differentiates between that we're talking about the difference is that the shlokas were made for this purpose. The natural way to use these shlokas was to cook them and create a soup. However, the fruits, the normal way to use them is to eat them, not to squeeze them and make a juice out of them. See, differentiates between if it was planted, the chalchila, for this purpose, this is what it was planted for. We spoke about the actual brei pri eitz, brei pri adamah, the word pri doesn't mean the fruit, it means the product. And over here, the product of the shluk is these things, that's what it's made for. That's the product. And for the bracha is brei pri adamah. Over here, the orange, the product is, the main function is to create the orange, to eat the orange. So the juice is not the product, that's not what the tree is planted for, and therefore the bracha is a shahakol. We'll talk about the different applications and the nafkaminas in the next few days. Have a good morning.